Hello, John.
Hi, Drew.
Hello. You do plan on having a part two on your podcast? Yes. Hello. Hello.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. So you have that experience with Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Lots of people have that experience with
Jurassic
Park. I remember it being that's the very first movie that I remember. You know how like you would see those old clips on like on TV shows or, you know, Entertainment Tonight or whatever, where there'd be like people outside a movie premiere. And they'd like be walking out, and like Schwarzenegger's there, and he's like, "Oh, it's a great, great film. It's going to be an Academy Award winner."
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's like,
"I like your Schwarzenegger."
That was the first time that I ever had that experience of I'm standing outside the theater,
yeah,
and somebody comes out of the theater and like turns to the people online and gives me like two thumbs up, and he's like, "You're gonna love this.
Oh wow,
you're gonna love it."
Yeah,
you know. And I looked at my mom and I was like, "Who's that joker?"
Yeah,
but that
and then you're the guy coming out of the theater.
I came out. Yeah,
you're gonna love
I'm
it.
Like, "Hey man, you were gonna love this movie."
Who's
no,
that
I'm
joker?
Like, "Hey, you're gonna love it. It's awesome."
Who's that kid?
So it's huge. It's definitive.
Yeah. It sets a new standard.
Huge precedent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a milestone in movie making, right?
Yeah.
It begins an era, I think.
And I think culturally it's a milestone too.
Yeah.
Like I think it graduates what we expect from a movie,
yes,
you know, as a culture. I come out of that movie, I go immediately by the book. I read the book and I'm like, "Man, this book is incredible.
Yep.
All these scenes are awesome.
Yeah.
I'm in love with this thing." A couple years go by.
Yeah.
A couple years go by and I'm a huge like bookstore nerd, you know. I'm like keeping track of the big releases. And I find out there's a sequel to Jurassic Park coming.
Lost Worlds.
Michael Crichton writes a novel, a sequel to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I love Jurassic Park.
Me too.
I go to the bookstore
yeah.
the day that Lost World is released.
Yeah.
I don't buy it because it's a hardcover book and it's like $26.
Right.
But
you look at it.
I loiter at the bookstore
yeah.
and I read it at the bookstore.
The whole thing?
Yes. Not in that one sitting, but at at the store.
You had like multiple visits?
I would pick it up. I would actually do this a lot when I was a kid. I would go to one place and I would start reading a book and I'd be there, you know, for like an hour or whatever until my parents came.
Yeah.
And then I would remember where my place was. I would like pick the page number and I would remember that.
Yeah.
And then the next time I was near a bookstore or, you know, a grocery store or whatever, I would go find a copy and I'd pick up.
Oh my gosh.
I would read so many books that way.
Oh, wow.
So I'm vagabond reading Lost World.
You're pirating it.
I'm pirating it,
yeah,
for myself. And I'm hating it.
Oh.
I'm hating it. Absolutely hating it. This is horrible. This is nowhere near as fun as that first book.
Sure.
Why isn't this any fun? They get to the point where like the Tyrannosaurus like rubs his butt on the car. And like he's marking his scent or something on it.
Yeah.
And I think I remember that's like the first time I can remember like closing a book in disbelief.
Wow.
And putting it back on the shelf and being like, I will not tolerate this.
Sure.
I'm like 14 or 15 years old. And that's like, that is so juvenile and stupid
yeah.
that even I can't go along with
wow.
it. Now, eventually, I go back and I finish reading the book, but my opinion of it never changes.
Yeah.
Did you read the book before the movie?
I can't remember. I think I did.
And what were your thoughts?
Well, I wasn't... It's hard to say that I was disappointed simply because I think at that point I had... I sort of knew that it wouldn't live up to what I wanted. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was savvy enough by then to know that I shouldn't get too excited because mm-hmm. I loved the Jurassic Park so much that nothing would be able to stand up to it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think I went into it with a pretty measured expectation. The book did not do much for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably somewhat, my opinion of it was probably somewhat influenced by my parents who read it too. And one of them had said, it just seems like he's writing it for to be made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a fair assessment.
Yes, I would totally agree. It was like, and it was written, or it was published, I think, at like the development of the movie mm-hmm. and the book were somewhat concurrent. Mm-hmm. Like it was almost like he wrote it knowing that it was going to get adapted.
Right.
Yeah.
The movie comes out, mm-hmm. right?
1997, I think. May of 1997.
And again, I'm going into it and I'm like, okay, you know, this won't be as good as Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to enjoy this. And I did for the most part. Like I know and agree that it is not as good as Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a story that needed to be told, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a movie that got made because Jurassic Park was successful
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to make more money. All that said, there are some scenes in that movie that I absolutely love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of it has to do with T-Rex.
Hmm.
It's hard for me to look at it objectively. There's the side of me that says, I don't really care if this is a good movie. I'm seeing dinosaurs. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting more of what I loved from the first one. There's also a side of me that is like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, there are parts of this that are so like the it's all here. Here's the thing. It's very contrived. Mm-hmm. I think the whole movie is. And I just read an article that talked about this. And it's a kind of a current trend in movies is it's very plotty, right? Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park 2 is like, I think 1 is very character driven.
Mm-hmm. Or at least it's not overly plotty.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very straightforward linear line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But this movie, like you can see them figuring out all the set pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a T-Rex attack and it'll be even crazier this time because there'll be two of them.
Right.
And they'll be hanging over this cliff. And then we'll have the raptor attack. We'll get that in the long grass.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put Stegosaurus in this one. We didn't have that in the first movie.
More dinosaurs.
Yeah, more dinosaurs.
Dinosaur harder.
And to cap it all off, we'll bring a T-Rex to the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I know a lot of people loathe that.
Which is interesting because that was sort of like the next, like the expectation before Lost World was ever announced yeah. was like, when, oh, okay, they'll make a sequel and it'll be in right. the city. Yeah.
And I really like that scene, the T-Rex in the city, mm-hmm. you know. I think it is a natural next step. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that may be the least contrived, the thing that feels right in terms of
yeah.
a narrative. Like, okay, we did dinosaurs in the theme park. Now we've got to do dinosaurs in civilization,
mm-hmm.
right? So my sort of what I come away from Jurassic Park, The Lost World was, Jurassic Park, The Lost World is I recognize it's a sequel, you know, mm-hmm. and they kind of just did it so they can make some money. It's not great, but I still enjoy watching it.
It pushes your buttons. Hits the right notes.
You know, it hits all the notes. It's sort of like the, I'm trying to think of a good analogy for this. It's kind of like, and this isn't a great one. It's when the first time you go on a theme park ride and you love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. And you're like, that was an amazing experience. And you go right back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly as good, but it's still great. Like you still, you're like, oh, here comes this hill.
You're expecting
The
stuff that you didn't
expect.
And
it hits all the things that you wanted it to hit. But because there's nothing surprising, I guess, it's not up
the impact is lessened. Yeah.
And I like, you know, I didn't have any problems with Ian Malcolm being the lead character in this one. They didn't do as well with like the dynamics between characters. Vince Vaughn. It's like Vince Vaughn's first big.
God, he was even in that. I was just sitting here thinking, like, who are the characters? I only remember Goldblum and his gymnast daughter.
Vince Vaughn, originally you're led to believe, is a photographer, but turns out to be a Greenpeace kind of
like an activist.
Guy.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore plays Malcolm's girlfriend. She's a paleontologist, I think. And then you have Pete Postlewaite.
Oh yeah.
He plays the Muldoon.
Guy? Yeah.
And he's
Muldoon
great.
Squared.
He's actually really great in that movie. He may be the best character in the movie. You have a sort of stand-in for Hammond, this kind of nebbish character.
It kind of reminds me of the filmmaker from King Kong, that character, the guy who's sort of crass, exploitateer, exploiter,
exploitistician, I think I'm trying to, and then there's the daughter, there's Malcolm's daughter, who's a gymnast. And does a
lest we forget
a spinning kick against a rafter,
which is the moment.
That's the moment.
The moment that broke me.
Yeah,
as a man, was took place in. See, Jurassic Park was your formative movie going experience.
Yeah.
The Lost World was my formative movie going experience because it was, I believe, the first time I felt condescending about a movie.
Wow.
Like I felt like a movie was condescending to me.
That's great.
And I felt like I turned it back around and I was like, no, you're not good enough for me.
That's the beginning of a long and
a storied antagonistic relationship with me and cinema.
That's excellent.
I remember not expecting it to be great.
Sure.
But not expecting to hate it in the way that I did. And I remember about the first sign of trouble, I think, was during that prolonged cliffhanger, literal cliffhanging scene with the trailers hanging over the edge.
You didn't like that?
It just seemed to go on and on.
I
mean, it was obvious to me what was going to happen when they introduced those trailers. Like, and problem, you know, where everything is telegraphed in that movie.
Yeah.
When I see the grass, oh, this grass is really tall, and these people are walking through it. They're going to get chased by something they can't see.
That's the,
you know, everything about it.
That's
is
the
telegraphed.
Plottiness of it, right?
Right.
Like you can see everything coming.
And the problem I have with that is that the payoff never matches up to it. It never delivers what you are already told you're going to see.
I agree with you in most respects. I did really like the trailer scene, and it paid off for me.
I think it might have if they'd cut it in half. It really does
it
feel
long.
Like it's like 45
right.
minutes
is really long.
And overall, the movie felt, you know, way too long to me. It felt like a retread. You know, it was like, why are we back on an island again?
Yeah.
And you
have a kind of, again, it's like all the same situations, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everything is repeated or, you know, done as a slight variation of what's already been done in the first movie. Yeah, so I came away from it absolutely hating it. It was the first time I really can recall coming out of a theater and like knowing that I was about to enter into like this was the point of no return. You know, I remember saying, somebody asked me, Julie.
Yeah.
Julie and her boyfriend at the time come out of that movie with me. And I know she's going to be so excited because it's dinosaurs, it's Jurassic Park or whatever.
And you're dreading the
and
question.
And she says, what did you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have this moment.
It's
like
internal battle, right?
Yes. There's.
Am I honest?
What do I do in this situation?
Do I just say?
Do I say what I believe
and
know that it's not going to go well? Or do I fake it and say, like, you know, some sort of thing about how, well, it wasn't as good as the first movie, but, you know, I'm glad I saw it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, at this point, I've had like 7 Pepsis, you know, and I'm like wired and I'm really pissed off that I had to sit through this movie. And so I say, I thought it sucked or something along those lines. I just let it rip.
Wow.
And I was like, that was terrible.
Wow.
I've never said this before about a movie in my life at this point. I've never just ripped it.
Yeah.
And I do it right there in the theater lobby. And it's loud enough that people are going in to the next showing, you know.
Wow.
I just can't help myself. I erupt.
Yeah.
And the worst part of it is like, they had that giant standee for this movie.
Yeah.
Like it was like 2 stories tall. These giant Jurassic Park gates, and a little like cardboard T-Rex head that was coming out of it.
Nice.
And I'm standing in front of this thing and it's like egging me on.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the T-Rex is saying like, come on, pal, come on, do your worst. And I'm like, you suck. This movie, it sucks so bad. Michael Crichton and Steven Spielberg are dead to me, you know?
I picture you going on this tirade and then you look to see the people walking into the movie and that guy from Jurassic Park who's like,
who would like the thumbs up.
He's like, looks really sad.
Kick back, watch it crumble. See the drowning, watch the fall. I feel just terrible about it. That sarcasm. Let it burn.
I feel like, you know, Jurassic Park came out and you like went into your chrysalis, like you created a pod around yourself, right? And you began to like form and gestate for 4 years, and then you broke out of your chrysalis at the end of The Lost World.
You may be right.
Who you would then
the man be. Would become the curmudgeon, the cinematic curmudgeon.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, like, I can see there's a feeling of betrayal in a way, you know, that however irrational that may be of, you know, a movie that was so rewarding has a sequel that is not rewarding, right? And it in anywhere near the way that first one was. And so they do The Lost World and it is what it is, you know,
I think it's recognized as a disappointment.
Yeah.
At least
I don't think anyone really. Well, I don't. No one is like, oh man, it's so great.
Yeah.
I think everyone recognizes.
We accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We say, okay, nice effort.
Right.
Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't move on. Some years later, it got worse. Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think
so here's
I've only seen each of the sequels one time. I've refused to go back to them ever.
Here's the thing. The first sequel, The Lost World, it is disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, well, you
I am this. A special case, but
it's disappointing. But I would argue that it's not offensive.
The content of it, the storyline, the content is not what's offensive. It's the production and the execution that I find offensive
of the sequel
of Lost World.
Okay,
right. I mean, the story's not great, but it's not insulting, right?
Yeah,
which is the reverse problem with Jurassic Park 3. which is, you know, like competently put together. It's a tighter movie than The Lost World, which is why I think I would probably watch it before I would watch The Lost World. But it is such so offensive to what I consider to be like kind of a universally accepted belief.
That movie is like,
and it's the kind of thing where like you have to ask yourself, who wanted this?
Who's responsible?
Right, right. Who thought that people would accept this willingly?
Someone was like, "Hey, Drew," and I'm like, "What's up?" And they said, "I made a new Jurassic Park." I said, "Yeah, man, come here. I'll show it to you." And I walked up and they spit in my face. Like, that's it. Jurassic Park 3.
There you go. And then they're like, dun, 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 dun.
It was really bad. I think it is a poorly made movie. I don't think it's tight at all.
Hmm.
It's more contrived than the.
Well, it may be.
But the characters, like, none of the characters are. And Grant is back in this one, Dr. Grant.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And even he doesn't save this movie. But the ultimate sin of Jurassic Park 3, and I just don't get it. Like, it kind of exemplifies how out of touch whoever
that
was behind this
was.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they go backwards. You know, like, we finally get to civilization, dinosaurs and civilization in the end of The Lost World. And then Jurassic Park 3 comes along and we're like, hey, how about another island?
Yeah.
How about we go back to the island? It was like a second island?
Well,
or
was
that in Lost World?
I think it was the same album from the same island from The Lost World.
Okay.
So Jurassic Park takes place on Isla Nublar.
Right.
And I can't think of the other island.
Site B is what they refer to it as.
Site B is how it's referred.
Yeah.
But it's Isla something.
Right.
And I think they go back to that one for the third one. And, like, the characters all suck. It's like William H. Macy, Taya Leone.
God, this is... I've blocked all this
Sam
out.
Sam Neill, some kid...
Right.
And some Vince Vaughn-ish type of guy. And, like, I hate the opening of that movie. I think the opening is, like, this kid who's going to get lost on the island parasailing with his uncle or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so dumb. And then, anyway, the worst part of the movie, the absolute worst part of this movie, the sin that it's guilty of is it kills the most beloved character from all the movies. Like, here's the thing, like, if you're going to a Jurassic Park movie, sequel or not, you can say to yourself, well, at least I'll get some more scenes with the T-Rex,
right?
Like, if nothing else,
you're gonna get some satisfying dino on dino.
Yeah. And this movie, I almost got really...
Someday we're going to find out who came up with this idea.
I almost got really belligerent. I'm going to use... I'm not going to use curse words. Some dingbat thought, you know what? People, they want to see something bigger and badder than the T-Rex. They're sick of the T-Rex. Like, so what? And I found out about this new dinosaur. It's called Spinosaurus. It's way bigger and uglier. And
it's a T-Rex on steroids.
Yeah, it's a T-Rex. He's got this big frill on his back. It's totally cool. And, I think I wrote a little script treatment here, and you can read it, but I'll explain it to you. So,
basically, you know how people love the T-Rex? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so people are going to be like, oh, yeah, there's a T-Rex. Cool. And, like, everyone's going to be like, oh, crap, they're in a lot of trouble because that T-Rex is, you know, real dangerous, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Well, you know, the Spinosaurus is going to show up. And you're going to have a fight.
And the T-Rex is going to win. I know.
Well, it's going to look like it's going to win. But then in the end, it's not going to win. The Spinosaurus is going to kill it.
What?
And that'll be the only T-Rex I've seen in the movie. And the rest will be the stupid Spinosaurus. What do you think?
Green light.
I was also thinking about not having any fun characters in it.
How about back on an island, too?
What do you think about Grant making velociraptor noises and communicating with
them? The whole movie is offensive.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I think what also makes it offensive is the potential for cool scenes. Like, they go into this atrium at one point.
Oh, right, right.
You know,
right.
With all the pterodactyls and pteranodons and stuff. And you think to yourself, man, if someone else had made this movie, or, you know, if, I don't know. It's like, that could have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, we could have had good stuff with that, but.
Compromised potential.
It's just, and it's all over the place, and it's stupid, and the Spinosaurus isn't a dinosaur you root for.
Yeah, there's nothing appealing about it at all. And it doesn't, the problem is, like, it, if you're going to do that, right, the what you logically hope to accomplish by killing off your hero, right?
Ugh.
By killing the thing that cannot be killed. The only thing you get from that is you legitimize the stakes, right? You raise the stakes.
Right.
You're saying now effectively anything can happen, all bets are off. If you don't capitalize on that,
right?
You know, well, first of all, if you don't have characters that anybody cares about, it doesn't matter. If you don't actually make good on your threat or follow through with something that continues to heighten that possibility that anybody can die or anything can happen, it doesn't work.
Right.
So you basically, you squander that, you squander the promise that you've made by killing that T-Rex.
Yeah.
And you also now have an entire audience that is pissed off at you because you've done that. Yeah.
I think also the main, the sort of bungle there is the assumption that the T-Rex is the most threatening dinosaur. If anything, the velociraptors are.
Right.
Like, the T-Rex is threatening, but you can get away from the T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're in close quarters, you know, there, it has a weakness, right? The whole sight thing. And also, it's not a dinosaur that you're really afraid of. You kind of love seeing the T-Rex. The velociraptors are the ones that are really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They're the real threat because they're at ground level, they're fast, they're smart, and they work as a team, right? So you don't want to be, like, given the two, if you're like, you either can be stuck in a room with a raptor or stuck in a room with a T-Rex, you'd probably choose the T-Rex, A, because you might have a better chance because you're small and can maneuver, right? Mm-hmm. And B, I'd rather a T-Rex kill me.
Right. Yeah, if I'm going down, I want to go down in the grandest of fashions.
And so really, I think the acceptable, if they really wanted to say, hey, we got a way badass dinosaur and we're going to show you how badass it is by killing one of your favorites, kill the raptors. Because, like, we've done everything we can with raptors. Raptors, they're fun to watch, but they aren't, you don't really root for them in the way that you do the T-Rex.
Right.
So to me, you can eliminate the raptors from Jurassic Park sequels and be okay.
Yeah.
But the T-Rex has got to stay in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is just one scene, just don't kill it.
Yeah.
Or her.
Thank you.
So all this talk of sequels, we should also talk about the impending sequel.
Is it just one or is it two?
I've heard there's one.
Okay.
Coming out in 2014 or 15. And they've very recently revealed plot details.
Oh, do tell.
And I don't know how set in stone any of this stuff is, but it's a return to Isla Nublar. We got new dinosaurs. Well, so there's some things that are interesting. Apparently, Jurassic Park, the park, is back, like, and it's working. There is a theme park now. And it's in operation and everything's going well. Like, people visit Jurassic Park.
Okay.
As a sort of a zoo slash
they finally
park, right?
they made
Hammond's
good.
Dream is realized.
Okay.
So there's
and Hammond has to this point survived. He's never died. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, he may have. No, I think he dies.
He dies off screen.
Off screen.
Yeah,
in
between the
one.
Two. Yeah.
He's in the beginning of the second one.
Is he? I thought maybe they just made reference to him passing away, and
the
that's,
kids are.
The kids are in the opening scene,
and then he's on a video.
Oh,
at the end
okay.
Of having died, they're like his. They
oh
his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so his dream is realized in this one, and so there are various exhibits. There's an underwater exhibit, so that's I think that's the new dinosaurs part. Is there's going to be like a plesiosaur or something, most likely, and. And I think that's all the detail they've given, and something will go wrong, right?
Sure.
The park being in operation is kind of intriguing.
That's cool. Yeah.
But I you know, it's been such it's really hard to get excited about it.
At this point, yeah.
You know,
maybe after Lost World, you could still
you could still
do it, yeah, but it is hard to.
There was a different sequel that was that never got made, and that was sort of explored, and there's some concept art out there about it, where it's so outlandish. They were gonna mix dinosaur DNA with human DNA, and there were gonna be dinosaur people.
This movie has been made like 7 times by
like
Roger Corman and
reminds,
the Sci-Fi Channel.
It reminds me of Alien Resurrection.
Oh, right.
Where you had that weird hybrid
alien. The hybrid
alien. Like they were going to have hybrid velociraptors. It's insane. It's the same creative team that brought you Jurassic Park 3.
So here's my new
idea. We got a treatment for Jurassic
Park.
This
one's worth $40 million.
You know how people love the Spinosaurus?
No.
Oh. Spinosaurus human.
What do you think about that?
Hybrid?
Here, get out of here. You're fired.
All right. You're lost.
I'll go work on the Transformers movies.
I'm going to call with Michael Bay.
Transformer human hybrids?
This one.
I like it. Let's do it.
You know how everyone loves Shia LaBeouf?
I do.
I think he should scream no in this movie.
You're good.
Fired.
Will you write all my movies?
Yes.
Is that Damon Lindelof?
No, it's Orsi or Kurtzman.
Oh yeah. Or the blend of both of them. Yeah. The worst parts of both.
Let's get back to the positive.
Yeah.
Let's
swing
talk
this
about
pendulum
the real
back
sequel.
To the other
Can
side.
We talk about the real sequel?
Yeah, yeah. Forget these movie sequels. Yeah. We all know that in the real world.
Yeah. There's a
the
very
real
good sequel. And that is
Jurassic Park is realized.
It
Hammond's
is.
Dream
yeah.
has been realized.
It already yeah, so that sequel coming out like
yeah.
old news.
Yeah.
I've been there.
We've seen Dinosaurs Born. We were there together.
Yeah.
We've both been to Jurassic
That's
Park
right.
together.
That's right. In Universal Studios Islands of Adventure, which we've talked about.
Yes.
One of the islands is Jurassic. It is Isla Nublar.
It is Isla Nublar. The Jurassic Park park.
Jurassic Park, the movie, the ride, the park.
Live the experience. Live the movie. Ride the ride. Meander through the park.
By the
Sit on the benches.
Listen to the ambient sounds.
Eat the ice cream.
Wear the shirt.
Use the locker.
Oh man.
So yeah, they in every way, I mean, they did a fantastic
they
job
knock
realizing
it out of the park,
that.
Man. Yeah. The park. They knock it out of the park. Yeah, it's great. I think we refrained from going into too much detail when we talked about theme parks.
Thinking that we would talk about Jurassic Park, which we did.
So if you haven't, I do want to go into detail about the ride now.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ride.
So I would encourage you to skip this section.
If you've never been on the ride.
Yeah,
because
I think
you...
it's really beneficial to not know what's coming on that ride.
Yeah.
So in the show notes, make sure you like highlight the time of when this part starts
this.
And when it ends so people can skip.
Right. Right.
If they would like to. We put a lot of onus on our listeners.
Well, there's not much we can do. I mean, we can't scramble the audio or something.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Like with like a decoder ring.
Well, we would have to scramble it for people who hadn't ridden it. And we don't know who that is.
Right.
Anyway, Jurassic Park, the movie, the ride, the park, right?
The Jurassic Park River Adventure
is, I think,
the actual title of it.
We said earlier that,
you
know, the only thing about Jurassic Park, the movie, that kind of what was missing was that river chase from the book. But it's then real, well.
Sort of realized.
The idea is taken.
The inspiration is it bears out in
Jurassic Park,
the ride.
The movie, the ride, the park. Where Jurassic Park is in operation, and you walk through the gates and you go up to the river tour. There's a river tour where you get to see various dinosaurs and stuff in their natural habitat. Has an excellent video that you get to watch while you're in line.
Oh yeah,
the do's and don'ts of, you know, don't eat food, don't smoke,
right? Don't taunt the
dinosaurs.
There's
this insane kid in it who gives his father the strangest looks.
We should see if we can find that video.
I know. I think we tried before, though.
Man, maybe it's been
and
redocumented.
I still love, like, the audacity of the father's, like, lighting up a cigarette on the ride.
I just love the idea that the dad is played as the buffoon.
I know. But you get in a little boat, a raft. It's got the...
Seats about, I don't know, maybe like 20, 25 people.
Yeah. And you begin your tour, and you know, you've got the narrator telling you the tour
Welcome
guide.
To Jurassic Park. The gates open.
The gates open.
There's the one conceit that I'm kind of like, what?
We already went through
We've already
gates.
Gone through the gates. We went
gates
through the
everywhere.
Gates to get here.
There's lots of gates. That's what you didn't know. Jurassic Park, the movie, didn't tell
it's
you.
It's full of gates.
There's a gate to everything. It's the same gate.
You want to go to the restroom? You better open those gates.
But you're sort of, you see a few dinosaurs
you
grazing
float past,
on grass and what have you. There's a hadrosaur and it's eating.
They're eating plant life and spitting.
And there's a
innocuously.
Parasaurolophus.
Ossosaurus.
but then out of nowhere, you know, we frighten one of the dinosaurs and it bursts out of the water, right?
Yeah. And it knocks our boat askew.
Oh, no. And we go into...
We're going into a restricted area.
Yeah. But wait a minute.
What's going on in here?
What's happening here? Well, look out, that car's going to fall.
Oh, my God.
And the raptors have escaped.
Seemingly by our hand. Like, we've done this. Oh, yeah, by, like, intruding in this back access area. We've somehow allowed the raptors to escape.
And I think the two rides are actually different, slightly different, right?
The car thing is only in the California one, which is unfortunate because it's such a great effect. Yeah. It's, like, straight out of the movie.
It slides
the car,
down the...
Yeah, slides down a hill. Just as you're turning around a corner, it falls down, and it splashes you. It's a water ride. You're supposed to get splashed. There is something in the Florida version that's not in the California version, and it's a little Easter egg. There's a hidden pair of mouse ears that's floating in the water with like a little bite taken out of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take that, Disney.
Disney.
Are there Compsognathi in that ride, the little guys?
The Compies? Yeah. Yeah.
I think there are.
There are.
Right? They're like two.
They're like,
stuff.
Yeah, they're fighting
There's
over
two of
like
them fighting
little
over
pieces,
pieces
of something. Yeah.
They're like back and forth.
Yeah.
Their little
necks.
And there's a few, you know, you go up this into this like facility area. I don't know why the river runs through the facility.
It doesn't. No, remember you go askew. You go into like the
But a river does run through the facility. You're in water though.
Well, you're in water, but you're sort of in just like a pool. You're in like a part of the river. Right. Yeah, you go into like a maintenance area. It's like a maintenance area for the boats.
Okay.
Of the river cruise.
I'll take that. And there's a few raptor scares, right?
Yeah,
burst out of ceilings and walls and stuff. But the pièce de résistance. I mean, it was incredible the first time I saw this, right? You get to the end of the ride, essentially.
And before you get there, though, there's another pièce de résistance, the Dilophosaurs. The Dilophosaurs pop up and they go
they spit on you, huh?
And they spit on you, yeah.
I don't remember them.
Yeah. That's after the raptors.
Okay. This is all in the facility.
So you're like,
right?
Oh my God, what could make this worse? Oh no, they're spitting on me. It's worse.
Dying.
And this is the delightfully refreshing acid after waiting in the sun for an hour and a half.
Yes, thank you.
But yeah, you're right.
I don't know
the
how
climax,
to describe it.
The climax of the ride. So it's a water ride, and as most water rides do, this one capitalizes on laws of gravity to thrill you.
Yeah.
But they do a great 1-2 punch in this ride that I think is better than any other water ride.
You know what
of
they
its
do.
Kind.
They bring back the joy of the movie where anytime you see the T-Rex is a great moment, right? Mm-hmm. And through the whole ride, you're thinking, are we going to see a T-Rex?
Yeah, where's the T-Rex? You're counting on this giant animatronic T-Rex, right?
They give it to you.
Yeah.
Right at the end, you're sort of coming, you're heading towards like this dark tunnel.
Yeah.
Seemingly, right?
And you hear noises, and you hear loud growls.
Like footsteps,
and,
right?
Yeah.
And you see there's essentially like a waterfall in front of you, right, mm-hmm. that you're heading towards. And you're like, what's behind that? And you get right up to it, and like I think the waterfall kind of goes away.
Yeah.
And a T-Rex charges, full-size T-Rex charges out of that hole at you.
Straight at you.
Straight at you, and that's when you drop.
55 feet or something.
Giant drop into water and you get splashed. Whoosh.
And then the voice is like, oh, I was so glad you survived Jurassic Park River Adventure. Please take all of your belongings. And
exactly.
Please pay no attention to the experience you've just had.
That T-Rex.
Everything is under control except your River Adventure.
That T-Rex is terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
I couldn't believe it.
It is horrifying. Yeah.
You get so close. Or at least it feels like you get really close.
Yeah.
Like you're like, this thing's going to get me.
It's great because that drop is almost, it's like the drop is nothing because you're still so terrified.
It capitalizes on your terror from the T-Rex. Like it takes you at a moment when you're already at like a peak of like, oh my God. And then you drop, right? It's almost sort of a release.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a great ride.
It is.
It's a great the movie, the ride, the part.
And the park, there's more to the park than just the ride too. You know, you can the whole visitor center is there. Mm-hmm. You can watch dinos being born. You can
watch Mr. DNA.
You can watch Mr. DNA. You can meet a Triceratops.
I never did that one.
It's cool, but it's very limited. Like they only pick one person out of maybe 50 people, and they walk up and they touch. You can touch this Triceratops, and it will react to your
You like poke
hand.
It.
Yeah, you can punch it in the face, and it'll gore you.
Yeah.
there's that pterodactyl ride, which I've never been
kids
on.
Kids ride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. which I've never been on.
You can buy dino burgers and stuff.
Yeah,
dino pizza.
And it's just general Jurassic Park atmosphere.
Yeah. Lots of jungle stuff and music. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Great, great. I hope... the one thing, the one good thing about the promise of this new sequel,
is that future stay relevant?
Is that the Jurassic Park park will stay there?
Yeah, I mean, who knows how long that will remain?
Yeah,
because it is a very particular property,
and it's not like they can expand. There's no real room there. They're sort of stuck with what they've got.
I hope that they keep it. You know,
yeah, at least until I stop caring.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Same here.
Yeah.
For me too. Mosquitoes, and before long they were cloning DNA.
Now I'm being chased by some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone shut the fence off in the rain. I admit it's kinda eerie, but this proves my chaos theory. And I don't think I'll be coming back again. Oh no.
There was a Jurassic Park game that was really awesome.
Like a board game?
For Sega.
Oh, yeah.
May have been for other
systems.
There
were a few good video games.
I had it for Sega. Oh, yeah, there actually are quite a few. But the one I remember primarily is the Sega game because you could play as a raptor.
Oh.
You could play as both a human and a raptor. There were two different games, basically. And it was a lot of fun to play as a raptor.
That was Genesis?
Yeah. And then there was an arcade game.
Yeah.
Where you were in
the
car.
Jeep?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cool
shooter game. I can't think of the others.
There was another one later than that where it was like a big thing. It wasn't in the vehicle, but it was still like a shooting game.
Oh. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've only played that one a few times.
And then recently, Telltale Games made a Jurassic Park game that I have yet to play, but it's more of a story-driven kind of thing.
Mm.
I think it takes place alongside the events of Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
And you are with Dr. Harding as he tries to get off the island, I think.
Hmm. There was a pinball machine, too.
Nice.
And it was great, like, when you had, like, the ball save thing. Like, if your ball, like, came out of the chute and then went immediately into the gutter or whatever, it would go, and freeze! And it would shoot another ball out the thing.
Wow.
And it would say it across the little digital
Ian
display.
Freeze! Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great. there were comics.
Hmm.
There's like a comic where the cover is a raptor attacking a guy flying a helicopter.
Ooh.
Like a pilot.
Is it in like Civilization?
Yeah. I don't know.
I kind of want to read
But it
that.
Reminded me of the Calvin and Hobbes strip where it's T-Rexes flying jets.
Flying F-15s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of JP stuff out there for you. You just got to look for it. I'm telling you.
In Drew's basement.
It's I now own the Blu-ray, special edition. Mm. I have all three movies. I mean, I didn't want all three, but you had to buy them. I think it was a pack, right?
Do you think they'll do something, another release
for
the 20th anniversary?
But this
or
one
something?
Was cool because it came with a little statue thing of the T-Rex bursting through the gate.
Oh, cool.
And it has all that behind-the-scenes stuff that was on the tape is mm-hmm. on there. It's good. It's good to have.
Nice. It's a movie worth reliving again and again.
I agree.
And again.
Watch it over and over. It never gets old.
Ride the ride.
Wear the shirt.
Buy the ice cream.
Yeah. You won't be disappointed in those things. You might be disappointed in the sequels, but, you know, sequels are sequels, so.
Yeah.
It's sort of par for the course there.
So should we jump on board that last helicopter out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here before it's too late.
Ooh.
Ian, freeze!